Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ of the World broadcast. I'm so glad you could join me today because I believe as we hear the word of the Lord, we're all going to be encouraged and blessed. And I want to speak now to some that I believe that are listening, that you're going through a very difficult and hard time in your life. And let me just share with you, speaking from experience, that for the saints of God, they're by God's providence, by His workings, by His the way He is developing the character of Christ in our lives, and by the various things, everyone is so unique that there are seasons in our lives, and some of you right now are going through a very difficult season. There have been times in my life where it seemed though that season were for years, and sometimes these difficulties involve situations that you don't have control over. You are just in situations that you just have to leave in the hands of God. You've been crying out to God, you've been praying, but beloved, take heart, because of as one who has gone through great and sore troubles, as the psalmist has said, that God will bring to pass seasons of blessing, seasons of increase, seasons of fruitfulness, and that you're going to see your prayers answered. Maybe not in the way that you have desired, but God's way. Don't you really want God's way? God's perfect will is a blessed way. There's no better way to walk. In fact, there's no higher way to pray for anyone than God's perfect will. I know when I was very new in the Lord, I would pray, God, I don't know really what the best situation or what to ask for, but I pray for your perfect will. And you can't go wrong in praying that. And also, the Lord just quickened word of knowledge. There are some of you listening that have just been so pushed to the very limit regarding some of your loved ones, and they're living in your house, and in some cases it's a spouse. Beloved, I'm in the name of the Lord, I'm saying just give them to God. And you might say, well, I've done that. But you say, yes, I'm giving them to you, Lord, but it has to be reflected in your actions and in the peace that God has placed in your heart. Are you able to praise God and thank God? Sometimes the harder you pray, it seems the worse it gets. Nonetheless, you're to praise God. And also, just let me you can't argue anyone into the kingdom. God Himself knows how to effectively get to the heart of every single individual. And so sometimes it's just to hold your peace. Let God fight for you. And just a word of knowledge and wisdom that just trust God. He's heard your prayers, and getting engaged in arguments or even, you know, you're saying the right things, but that doesn't make any difference because unless the heart is ready to receive it, it doesn't bear fruit. That's why Jesus preached to the crowds in parables, because in hearing they wouldn't hear, and in seeing they wouldn't see. But He spoke to His disciples. He said, but unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. So obviously God can't give to us that which we're not ready to receive. In fact, in your own life, He may be ministering to you in ways that 3 years ago He couldn't do, because you've grown in the Lord. All right, enough. Well, let's just spend a moment in prayer before I go and share with you the word of the Lord that God has put on my heart for this week, or for however long the Lord would have me go. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for every single soul that's listening. Lord, we know that in our lives, things aren't by accident. Lord, there may be new listeners that just happen to tune in, but Father, I pray by the very anointing of God that you would minister to them and by the Spirit of God, draw them close to your heart. Lord, all our springs are in you. Everything we have need of, not just naturally, not spiritually, but emotionally, our entire being, Lord, is found. Every satisfaction, every fulfillment is found in you. And it sounds foolish to those who don't understand, who've not experienced, but those of us who have, it is a living reality to live, to be in Christ, to live in Christ, and to dwell in his kingdom. So, Father, right now, Lord, you're touched by the feeling of our infirmities and those that are hurting right now, whether it's physical distress or pain or sickness or affliction, or whether it's just emotional bruising and wounding, or just a real low time spiritually. Father, I pray by the gentle and loving ministry of the Holy Spirit, Lord, that you would just draw them close to the heart of Jesus, to the heart of our Father. And Lord, whatever needs to be done, I release that, whether it's conviction, whether it's a need for peace. Father, I release the Spirit of peace right now to them. And Lord, we praise you. As your word says, we make our prayers and supplications known to you with thanksgiving. So remember that, saint. So Father, we're thanking you right now that you are a good God and that you're moving to answer our deepest heart's cries. Praise God. Praise God. Well, there's so much I want to share, and may the Lord just direct me, but I'd like to start reading a few verses that I've always loved for years and years and years. Why have I loved this? Because I've known and understood the seasons of the Lord, that there are, God has a time for everything. And you might, you know, you could say, Sister Glass, I've been praying and it hasn't happened. Well, you know what? God has a timing for things. He may have spoken some things to you. There have been prophetic words maybe uttered of you personally. You cannot make it happen. Remember Abraham and Sarah? They tried to make an heir happen, and we're still struggling with the results of that. But God said, no, 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 Abraham. He waited till it was physically impossible, till Abraham was 100 years old and Sarah was way beyond childbearing age. And he says, now I'm going to give you a son out of your own loins, and I shall establish my covenant with them as I have with you. And so, beloved, God has a timing, and we better just wait on God to let him bring what he wants to do to pass. Because many times you, when you've prayed and you don't see anything, God is actually moving to answer your prayer in ways that you can't see. There may be situations or people involved, and there's a dynamic, there's actually motion, things going on that are not in your immediate purview, not something you can see. But you'll see, if you wait on him, you'll see how God has been engineering events to bring to pass what you've been crying out for. So, beloved, trust in the Lord. But let me share that scripture, because this references the very thing I'm saying. And this is found in Psalm 102, verse 13. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. And of course, that is the body of Christ. It's natural Israel, but there's neither Jew nor Greek. All those who believe in Jesus as Lord, as Messiah, hey, we're part of the same family. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. What can we learn about that? God has a set time that he's going to be favoring his people. And there, as I said, it may be individual. In certain times of your life, you may have so enjoyed the blessings of God, and then time has passed, and it's like, I wish I could go back to those days. Boy, I used to hear from God. I used to see prayers answered. I used to be able to witness and testify. Beloved, don't worry. God's going to, what he's given, those gifts, he doesn't take them back. The gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Let me go on reading. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones, referring to Zion, all the things of God, and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory, when he shall build up Zion. Brother and sister, he's doing that right now. He shall appear in his glory. And beloved, I want to say to you, those who've been faithful in God, you're going to see the glory of God on you. The Gentiles shall come to the brightness of your rising, Isaiah says. People will be drawn. What is it about you? There's just something about, that's how I got drawn. I got around some real Christians, and I don't know what it was. My brain, my mind, my intellectual arrogancy was having a conniption fit, but I was irresistibly drawn. Why? Because they had something I didn't have, and I desired it. And of course, if anyone has that, God, he will be faithful. He will be zealous to open up to you the door of salvation. He is the door. And if any man knock on that door, he will open that door. And then there shall be the sweetest of fellowship. So let me go on now. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. Listen to this. He will regard the prayer of the destitute. Are you in? Would you happen to be in that category today? If you are, this is what he's saying. He's not going to despise your prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come. The people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem. Oh, beloved, I haven't even gotten started yet, but I pray, if the Lord will allow, that you can tune in tomorrow at this same time. If you don't have that ability and you have internet, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You may click on the broadcast, listen anytime at your convenience. But in the few moments that remain, because I believe God wants me to encourage your faith, there is a booklet I'd like to share with you, written by Brother Glass decades ago, entitled, Which Way Are You Running? And it's a complimentary gift to you. All you have to do is write to request it. And if you should email, please send your mailing address so that I may email it, or excuse me, I may mail it to you. It's not an email form, but we've done our first in-house publishing in quite a while. So I invite you to write, Which Way Are You Running? A powerful short booklet that will impact your faith. I love you. Thank you so much for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.